Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome along to this episode of Athletico Parsnips with me, Andrew Dawson. I hope you are all well and that your bed sheets are all fitted as opposed to flat. Imagine, if you will, that you've treated yourself to a hot air balloon experience day from the Woucher Corporation. You're floating gently through the air, marvelling at the views and breathing in that cool, clean air. You look across at the complimentary picnic basket that comes as part of the package. It moves, and as the lid bursts open, out crawls a topless man-animal hybrid, wearing only a pair of leopard skin shorts. He honks out some barely intelligible words.
I've had all the chicken drumsticks and the cheese board. Can we go over some woods, because I think I need to hurl over the side? And then we can try and fly this bastard to the moon!
It's Bob Mortimer. Oh, Mr. Hot Air. With your tufts of dead hair. Oh, Bobby Balloon Boy. Ooh, wah, ooh, wah, ooh. Sweating like a Savloy. Hello there, Mr. Bob Mortimer. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I noticed that you called yourself Andrew Dawson then. Do you prefer Andrew or Andy?
I'm not that fussed. People can call me whatever they want. I mean, you know, you call me Andrew on this sometimes, or you call me Andy. It's fine. I'm not bothered. It reminds me a little bit about when Andy Cole changed his name to Andrew Cole towards the end of his career. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that was because he tried to get hold of the andycole.com website, but somebody else had already got it. But he could get andrewcole.com, and I think he got it for like $9.99 for 3 years. So he changed his name to accommodate that. True story, possibly.
I used to change a lot. When I was a solicitor, a lot of people used to come in and have a deed poll, you know, to change the name.
Oh, yeah.
So that's quite interesting, is it?
It's something.
It's something other than interesting, though, I sense from the look on your face.
It was just a noise that you made. And, you know, we could just move on from it. Why would people change their name by deed poll?
Well, they always wanted to tell you. That was very interesting. And, you know, because I wasn't interested. They come and say, I'd like to change my name to, you know, I don't know, Pictionary hardback cover or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they expected you to say, why is that then? But yeah. I wasn't that bothered, really.
You just said, okay. And he just filled in the paperwork.
Yeah, they always wanted to tell you. And it was usually something to do with a family dispute, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They'd fallen out and they didn't want that family name or whatever.
Speaking of names, do you have any names for me for this episode?
Yeah, I've got a couple that might interest you, Andy.
Okay.
You could be Detective Ron Spraggan. Mm-hmm. Sounds authentic, doesn't he?
Yeah. The real deal, yeah.
One arrest in 17 years on the force.
Right.
Downside, very flaky skin.
Ooh.
You know, you slap him, him and you get a saucerful, you know. and he's got a comb over. Whether that bothers you, I don't know.
Not keen.
Plus side, he watches Bullseye on loop 24/7. That's Detective Ron Spraggan.
That I can buy into.
You could be Nero Costabooks, yeah? He will grind literally anything into a fine powder and add frothy milk to it, yeah?
Anything? So,
anything. For this example, he's grinding down hard hats and safety goggles, yeah? 10 quid a cup. I don't know, Andrew. Or you could be Ronnie Hot Dogs.
No, I'll be... What was he called? Nero Costabooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be him.
Oh, you fancy that?
Oh, yeah. I'll grind out down me. We'll get the chance.
What's that you got there, mate? Do you want it grinding down? Not for shopping.
Hey, I'm looking at your T-shirt there. I like it. It's got Popeye on it, and he's giving the thumbs up.
Yep.
You can see his big muscle there, and it says, "I like fun." Now, that's lovely.
Thank you very much. Do you like the colour? It's like aubergine, I think you'd call it.
Yeah.
Andy, I expect you probably heard about the Super League thing, didn't you?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah. And I tell you, as soon as I heard that Jordan Henderson was having a Zoom meeting with some of the other Premier League captains, right?
Yeah.
I got straight onto Infinity Rocket Plastics, of course, to see if Badger could hook us up with some spyware, right?
Nice one.
Well, as always, Andrew, he came up trumps. So I've got a recording of part of the Zoom meeting.
Right.
You'd like to hear
that,
wouldn't
you? Do you know what format that it's in? Is it an MP3 or...?
It looks like it. I think it's MP3, yeah.
All right.
So that adds a little bit of magic to proceedings, doesn't it?
Can't hurt.
The section I've got, Scott Jordan, obviously, who's presenting the show, Harry Kane, Jack Grealish, Harry Maguire, Liam Cooper and Kevin De Bruyne. I suppose I should just play it, Andy.
Just press play, Bob.
Bit of an exclusive, innit? Starts off, obviously, with Jordan Henderson. So, what do you reckon, sir? This proposal, lads, do you think it's nicky-nacky-no or nicky-nacky-no-no? You first, Harry Kane, and keep it country style. Oh, Harry, how do I do, Harry? Hello, Jordan, and a big, unruffled hello from North London. Can you just say what a great show you have put on for us all tonight? Here at Spurs, we think it's a very upsetting development, and it's got me in a right fuffy-buffy. It's causing me severe qualms with a good helping of unease and misgivings. All the Spurs gang voted with me, apart from Dozy Eric, who didn't manage to say yes or no before the Zoom meeting cut off. So it's a big, brassy, nicky-no with a Swiss roll on top from North London. Great show, Jordan. All right, that's one nicky, 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 no. What about you and your big bulbous calves, Jack Grealish? If you don't know me by now, you will never, ever eat me. Good evening, Jordan, and a big brummy hello from the Midlands. Can I just say what a busting show you've put on for us tonight? Well, personally, it's an icky-nacky yes from me. I'd be glad not to be playing in those big stadiums where the sound of the crowd can make you fall over with their intensity, and the big stands can whip up a wind that knocks you onto the floor. Basically, most of the Villa staff are more interested in light engineering than football, so we don't give a toss either way. Perfectly happy, whatever league we're in. As long as we finish mid-table, then we can slow down and get on with some lathe work and some shot blasting. I hope that helps. It's a great show, Jordan. Oh, fancy that, Mr. Switzerland, coming on strong like a rock and roll partridge, running for his patty head pats. What about you, Kevin De Bruyne? It's a great show, Jordan, and a big hello from Manchester, UK. You know, before the announcement of the Super League, I just couldn't find a shirt that looked good untucked. But since the announcement, I've discovered untucking at .short shirts. And now I can wear my shirt untucked everywhere I go. Retail park, Wetherspoons, the cemetery, or even Home Bargains, where it's always important to look your best. So, it's a Nicky Nacky Nora from me. Oh, them shirts sound the alarm. The meat has arrived. What comment from you, Liam Cooper? Right, greetings from Yorkshire in UK. Great show, Jordan. For us Leeds lads, it's really simple. We will play exactly the same way we play, whatever competition, whatever opponents. Don't matter to us if it's Fancy Pants League or just a kick-a-boot on Kibble Moor. We'll still run around like blue-eyed flies in light bulb factory chasing a moth with our pants on fire and a red-up balm cake in our knickers. We'll always wear our top knots and Herbert's cuts with a big slab at Yorkshire Pride. If the biggish six want to leave, that's more brass in our pocket, which makes it a gradely prospect. Nicky Nacky Nora from the Allen lads. Great show, Jordan. Oh, one Nicky Nacky No, two Nicky Nacky Noras. Could be a close call, the midwife.
No, thanks. I'm a military history man, Harry Maguire. What have you got to say, you big farmer's boy?
Hello there from the Great Northern Tractor Rally, where I've just purchased a brand new corn husker from unhuskit.com. Great show, Jordan. I don't know much about nothing at all, let alone the Superior League and all its details and all the possible problems and all that and all everything they call fallout. What I do know is that if you have to crop or harvest, let's say a field of turnips, and you ain't going to get much plucked out of the ground unless you have a decent up-to-date harvesting machine. Now, I've got a Zweigler Harvester MP Turbo with dual discharge and multi-cropping functions. That's as good as it gets, and I know my agricultural equipment better than I know to never to control a ball with my useless baggy right foot. I guess what I'm saying is that if your setup is perfect, then don't change it for change's sake. It's a nicky-nacky no from me. Great show, Jordan.
Oh, thanks, Harry. So that's great, right? So by my reckon, it's true that it's 2-2 at the present. Get Doug Mountjoy a brand new bathtub. So, casting vote comes down to me, Hendo, and thanks to all our judges for all their stuff. So, wait for it. It's a nicky-nacky no from me. Fuck the Superior League. Let's get back to basics with this honking sound from my animal suitcase. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
And Andy, that's all Badger managed to get. So a close-run thing, but sanity prevailed.
That's more than enough, I think. Yeah, I'm glad the sanity prevailed. It's nice that it just all seems to be forgotten about really quickly as well. Even though they just tried to completely drop a bomb on the game of football. But, you know, that's football for you,
I guess. It feels a little bit like they must have known this would happen. And that it was, doesn't it feel a bit to you like this is actually just part of the process?
Part of a grander scheme, bigger plan for the... Yeah, probably, I reckon. These people know what they're doing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've had some unit dents that have come in from the Parsnippers for us to assess and to judge, if you like. Rob Henderson says, I think I have a unit dent. I went to Aldi, got a trolley from the stack at the front, did my shopping and put it in the car. When I went to put my trolley away, it didn't fit in any of the other trolleys. I had to get a teenage employee to come out and prove I hadn't gone insane. And despite looking identical to the other trolleys, it did not fit. Surely, this is a unit dent, he says, surely. What do you reckon, Bob?
Well, he sounds confident, but I don't mean to sound a grump, but I've got a feeling this is just a maintenance issue, isn't it? It could come out backwards,
possibly,
but not forwards, so there's some little bit of wires got bent or...
Yeah, it needs to be probably just removed from service, I think, for repair work.
Yeah.
Maybe Rob did it himself, maybe he yanked it out too hard and he's... bent it or something like that. So
I mean, when you say, Andy, the solution is to remove it for service and give it to the maintenance department, you know you've not been dealing with a unident, really.
Exactly. Almost an everyday kind of thing, isn't it? Ethan Nolson, I got stung in the little toe by a wasp at 4 a.m. while asleep with the window closed. Is this a unident? I washed it and put an ice pack on it. I think he means the toe as opposed to the wasp. Is there anything else I should have done? And also, is it a unident? 4 a.m. wasp?
I mean, 4 a.m. 4 a.m. is an unusual time, isn't it?
Very much.
But I don't think any time's unusual to be bitten by an insect.
No.
Or a flying beast.
It's just circumstances, isn't it, that it was 4 a.m. That doesn't create a unident.
I should think every one of our listeners has probably had a night bite of some sort, to be honest.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Soz.
No, no unit dent. Finally, Joe Elliott. I don't know if it's Joe Elliott from Def Leppard or not. I hope it is. He says, Saturday before last, I was walking through Liverpool City Centre and spotted a dinosaur's top trumps card face down on the pavement. I didn't pick it up and simply said, weird that, isn't it, to my partner. Following Saturday, we're walking through the other side of the city centre. Happening to look down at the pavement, I spotted another dinosaur's top trumps card face down. Is this a unident? Can I take this one?
I'd rather you did, actually, Andrew, yeah.
I say no unident. My assessment of this is that it was the same card, but the wind had took it from one side of the city to the other. Because that can happen.
Yeah.
That can happen with the wind.
The wind does like to move stuff, doesn't it?
The wind will move stuff. It's a cruel, cruel mistress.
Being a bit cynical, it's just a story of everyday littering, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's a sad indictment on society, if anything. So sorry, no unit dents there.
I'm watching this thing, Rate My Takeaway. I think a lot of people, it's a lad from Bolton who goes to shitty takeaways,
right.
Buys, you know, whatever, you know, burger and chips, kebab in a bun or something, and then he sets up a little table outside the takeaway.
All right,
and rates the chips or whatever, but
I
it's
like
his
it.
Accent. He's like Peter Kate. You got that right? You know, all right, tall kid.
Yeah, all right, cock.
All right,
sort
cock.
Of thing.
Yeah.
Sounds so good. So has he got like a GoPro camera on his head or something so he can see inside the takeaway?
No, he's got a cameraman.
He's got quite a high quality. He's got like a budget, has he?
Yeah.
he's
doing well. It made me think when you said that, I didn't think you said budgie, but if he had a budgie in a cage.
Oh, that would be good. That would be a hook, as they say. Or if the budgie was on his shoulder and it was perfectly trained, that would be lovely. Did you ever have a budgie as
no,
a
No, but
a
I
young
used
man?
To. I think I used to visit like aunties or old people's houses, and they had one with a bit of cloth over it.
Yeah, we had a couple of budgies in our time.
Yeah,
a blue one called Jock.
Yeah,
who died, and a green and yellow one called Mickey, who also died. So
I thought you were going to say Mickey never died.
No, Mickey did die. Mickey died actually about a week or so after he was flying around the living room at our dog. Tried to pounce on him.
Right.
We had a Labrador, so a gun dog, you know, his job was to catch budgies.
Were you some sort of gamekeeper or something? What are you doing with a Labrador?
I don't know. It was the kind of dog that we wanted. Loyal dog, intelligent dog. And
as a family, you sat down. As a family, you sat down and said, what sort of a dog does this family want? Yeah.
What does this family need? Was what we said. Not want. It's not about what you want, it's about what you need. And we felt that at that time we needed something that might be capable of catching Mickey the Budgie and precipitating its death.
John Cooper Lockdown sent me one of his, what would you call them? Poems? Songs?
Outburst?
Outburst, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll run that past you, Andrew.
Okay.
Me bloody hat got bloody wet on the bloody way to the launderette. Me bloody bag got bloody robbed on the way to get a kettle from Russell and Hobbs. My bloody shoes got covered in spew in the bloody car park at B&Q. Oh, fucky, fucky, Gary got lucky, found an extra wing in his bucket of Kentucky. I'm locked down, Gary, how do you do?
Very nice.
Yeah,
very
it's
good.
An outburst, really, isn't it?
It was, but I liked it. More mention there of unhealthy fast food, which I found a bit disturbing because I've got to admit, I'm trying to go on what you could only be described as a bit of a health kick at the minute.
Yeah.
I'm trying to exercise more. I'm trying to lose weight, eat the right kinds of foods. So that's quite triggering that you've talked about. You talked about the takeaway,
about
man, and you've talked about KFC there.
Has it got you salivating?
I'm a bit jittery. Yeah. But can you recommend to me some kind of healthy food that I might not have tried before that I can get stuck into?
I mean, that's all about, it seems these days, you know, you've got to stop your beer and your bread, haven't you, basically?
Yeah,
that seems to be.
I am. I'm stopping beer and I'm cutting down on bread and biscuits and
so
sweets.
So hold on a minute.
That.
Andy, you sit and watch hours of snooker without a beer or cheese?
Well, I'm only a couple of days in, but that's the plan, yeah.
Well, that's heroic, Andy.
I've got a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
But you know, you get so far with that.
Just watching it rot.
Can you recommend anything I could eat?
Well, I'm a big believer in chestnuts. Do you use chestnuts at all?
I've never had them, I don't think. What, do you just eat them whole? What, chew on them.
What, you mean raw? No, yeah. you get them like pre-cooked in vacuum pack.
Right.
And just add them to whatever you're having, really. They're got a good bit of texture, but they're like, I'm not saying I believe in superfoods, but there's a lot of good stuff in them. And,
is there?
Yeah. Right.
That packet they come in, can I just drink them out of the packet like the end of a bag of crisps?
No, Andy, you let this be a life lesson for you. Never drink nuts. Okay. Always chew them, yeah.
I'll go write that down.
Never yeah.
Drink nuts. Right, okay, yeah.
The wife's just popped in and asked me, Andrew, when you're right. waddling around your neighbourhood, does the friction created by thigh rub ever set your nylon joggers on fire?
I kind of say it does, no. If I ever need any kind of instant warmth in the thigh area, I'll just, you know, wet myself. That's a short-term solution that always works.
You wouldn't do that, Andrew.
No, I wouldn't do that, no.
Robert, the guru is near you.
Hiya, guru.
Yes. Are you well? Are your chakras all smooth and still? Or are they going off like a stolen motorbike in a bingo hall car park?
Oh, way up. They're all really smooth. Nice yeah. and smooth.
That's excellent. And how is your mind, Mum? Was it gently humming or drifting towards the absolutely crackers?
I would say gently humming.
Gently humming. And your waterworks, perchance?
No, as good as can be expected, I reckon.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I reckon.
You don't sound sure. It sounds as though you're struggling to go. I could help.
No, thank you, Guru, but I don't think I need any help.
You do. You do need help. When you're approaching the pot, I need you to march slowly towards it like a soldier and repeat this mantra. Tinkle-inkle-inkle-inkle-inkle. Say it.
No, Guru, I don't want to say it.
Say it.
Tinkle-inkle-inkle-inkle. I don't like this, Guru.
Good. Now that the mantra is inside your mind, I need to invoice you.
Sorry, what?
Yes, £179.99 per year, or a lifetime licence for, let's call it £850.
But you never said anything about payment, Guru.
Yeah. It's all there on my TikTok page, Bob. T's and C's, T's and C's. Oh, I'm fading now, fading down. Invoice will be in the post. Oh, 14 days to pay. Fading, fading. Small claim court action. Fading.
Andy, the Guru's just, I think the Guru's just ripped me off again.
That's a shame. How much has he done you for this time?
I think it was £850.
if you want mindfulness, you have to comply, don't you? So,
but all he gave me was like, I have to go tinkle, inkle, inkle, inkle or something.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's all it takes. It's like hypnosis, isn't it? You just need a little trigger phrase or something and, you know.
Oh, you reckon it's good value, do you, Andrew?
I think it might be, yeah. Just cough up. You can afford it.
So, Andy, it was time for Steve McLaren's mm-hmm. clown car to have its annual service the other week.
Okay.
Just oil change, compressed air top up for the clown horns, you know.
Yeah.
Refill the confetti tank that feeds the exhaust and retighten the springs on the collapsing doors.
Right.
So he puts on his elastic waisted brown leather bomber jacket. His jeans and his Chelsea boots, and him and Casper the Snake set off to JB's Autos on the industrial estate. Now, JB, he used to be a clown back in the day, so he specialises in clown cars and Fiats.
Right.
When they get there, Steve honks his horn. Ha! Ha! And JB comes out in his big red and blue shoes to greet him.
All right, Steve, just park up here. How are you doing?
I'm doing lovely, thanks, JB.
As Steve gets out of the car, his door falls off onto the ground.
Oh, bother and cauldrons, that's the springs on the door failing. You'll have to sort that out for me, JB. You can hardly put any pressure on it at all.
Will do, ducks. Why not go away to reception, Steve? There's a vending machine and I think we've got some lollies and ice creams in the fridge.
I will do, Jibby. Big, come on, Casper, let's go check out the vending machine.
So Steve goes into reception and has a look through the window of the vending machine.
Oh, look, Casper, they've got the artisan popcorn that you love so much.
But Casper wasn't in the reception. Steve looks out of the window and sees JB the clown. JB the clown car and Fiat servicing man tying the driver's door in place with a length of yellow rope.
Oh, my God, no. What are you doing? That's Casper.
Steve runs out and grabs JB by the arm.
Stop it, JB! That's Casper, not a length of rope. You can't tie a knot in him. It'll bugger up all his gorgeous pipes.
Then Steve notices that Casper's actually just sat on the back seat wearing his sunspecs and reading a leaflet about protein drinks.
Oh, Casper, there you are. I'm sorry, JB. I thought you were using Casper as a rope. I couldn't bear the thought of Casper being hurt. He's my best friend in the world of special love that exists betwixt us. He's like a nutty crust on a marshmallow snowball. I'm so sorry I grabbed that, yeah.
Oh, no worries.
So Casper and Steve go in the reception and wait for the car to be done. Steve's phone rings. It's Wade Rudy phoning from the Derby training ground.
Boss, listen, you know that you're the director of sports here at Derby, so I was just phoning to ask if you have any idea how we might actually win a match again and that.
I've told you, Wade, it's in my song. So if you lose the ball, you need to win it back. And when you win it back, you need to mount an attack.
Yeah, I've played them your tactics song, but it's not working. We could get relegated and that.
What about if I bring my clown car down to the training ground this afternoon and everyone can have a go on it? That would cheer everyone up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. Can I sit in the front and honk the horn and press the confetti button and that?
Yes, of course, Wade. I'll see you in about an hour.
Meanwhile, Casper has crawled into the vending machine via the bottom drawer and nicked himself a bag of artisan basil and turmeric flavoured popcorn.
Honestly, Casper, you naughty bucket of nasty ideas. Hey, could you grab me a fun and laughter bar?
Casper crawls back in and gets Steve his fun and laughter bar.
Thanks, Casper. Honestly, look at the carpet in here. It's far too loose a weave for a heavy footfall area. And look at the staining on the floor in front of the vending machine. They really should have that area super shielded. What's that, Casper? Pity you can't super shield the Derby penalty area. Oh, Casper, you are just a very fucking funny bloke.
And they both laughed so hard, it's as if every pore of their bodies was leaking humour and tickle beads. That's the end of that, Andy.
Lovely stuff. I mean, I wouldn't have carpet down in that area. I would have flooring, like tiles or lino.
Yeah. Something you can wash with a mop, innit?
I think that's about it from this one, isn't it?
All right, Andy, that's been a Parsnips, hasn't it?
It's been very lovely. Thanks, Parsnippers, for
indulging us
and supporting us throughout.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.